I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Halloween is canceled or postponed in many towns across New England. 7 million people are still without power from Maryland to Vermont. You've no doubt heard about the historic storm that hit the East Coast, in some parts dumping up to 30 inches of snow. Even a couple of inches of that stuff can take down trees that are still loaded with leaves. One of those trees trapped travelers in western Massachusetts on an Amtrak train for 13 hours. Perhaps no one to blame there but Mother Nature. But what about those airplanes with 700 passengers diverted to or delayed at Bradley International Airport in Hartford, Connecticut for up to 7 hours and more on Saturday? Here's a frustrated JetBlue pilot trying to get help from the control tower.
Look, you know, we can't seem to get any help from our own company. I apologize for this, but is there any way you can get a tug and a tow bar out here to us and get us towed somewhere to a gate or something? I don't care. Take us anywhere.
Wait a minute. Weren't there some new regulations put in place after the 2007 ice storms that stranded JetBlue passengers at JFK Airport in New York for more than 11 hours? Chris Keating is with the Hartford Courant. Chris, first of all, you know, JetBlue's getting, you know, all the bad press here, but we understand at least 7 planes were stranded on the tarmac?
Yes, there was a whole series of planes out there. At least 23 planes were diverted to Bradley Airport, which is just outside of Hartford. There was basically zero visibility in the New York area, and a lot of planes ended up at Bradley Airport outside of Hartford.
It's understandably to be diverted by the weather, but why couldn't people get off? Here's an unidentified passenger speaking to ABC News about what it was like.
It was a nightmare. Nobody wants to be stuck on board a plane without, you know, water eventually and without access to a bathroom. The bathrooms were getting nasty. And the way we got off after 7.5 hours could have been the way we got off after a half hour.
And Chris, the way they got off was police came on board after the pilot asked for medical help for a paraplegic and a diabetic. And then people just walked down the stairs onto the runway and buses took them to the terminal. Why couldn't they do that 6 hours earlier?
We never got a good explanation for that. I do know that there was constant announcements basically every hour on the plane saying we're only here to refuel, we're going to refuel, and then we're going to leave. And then they said then we need to de-ice the plane in the storms, and then we're going to leave. And it kept getting delayed more and more and more. So just imagine 200 people in an enclosed space. They totally ran out of food. They totally ran out of water. The bathrooms really weren't working and were clogged and essentially got to the point where you couldn't use the bathrooms.
Well, last year, the FAA put those new regulations in place that would fine airlines for holding domestic flights on the tarmac for more than 3 hours. This is also now applied to international flights that are held on the tarmac for more than 4 hours. You know, we understand this could cost the airlines that were there up to $26,000 per passenger. We heard the pilot saying he wasn't getting any help from his company. But what about the airport? I mean, who is keeping the people on the plane?
Well, the airport also, you would assume, would have done something. There were, as we said, 23 flights. The record for Bradley is 27 flights diverted. They were a bit overwhelmed. However, it's a fairly large terminal. Don't get me wrong. This is a fairly large airport in Windsor Locks, Connecticut, and they can handle a lot of planes.
Well, Kate Haney of FlyersRights.org says the reasons airlines might not have wanted passengers to get off is that their costs go up once they get off. There's hotels and food and everything. But you spoke to passengers who said that once they got off, there were no plans for hotels or feeding people.
It seems like something fell through the cracks. I did talk to passengers who said they had no idea where they were going to stay. And since I live in the area, I've mentioned different hotels to them, what they should do, where they should go. They had no idea where they were going, no idea where they were staying, no idea if they were going to jump in a rental car and try to drive back to Newark, New Jersey. They were basically told nothing. They were kept in the dark for 7 hours, literally in the dark at times on a plane where the electricity was going on and off. The power was going on and off every 45 minutes, they told me.
Chris Keating of the Hartford Courant, we should mention on your cell phone, because you have no electricity there, on the backup of airplanes at Bradley International Airport this past weekend there in Hartford. Chris, thanks.
Thank you.
And by the way, this note, FAA regulations don't require airlines to provide hotels and food to passengers in cases of bad weather. But airlines may choose to offer help in extreme situations. As we just heard, according to passengers, Saturday did not qualify. Sounded pretty extreme to us. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Rotarians fighting AIDS. That's in 30 seconds, here and now.